A new drama documentary premiered in Prague on Thursday evening about the incredible story of Nicholas Winton. Called Nicky's Family, the film retells the story of the British man who saved hundreds of Jewish children from Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia in 1939. Winton was later knighted for his efforts, and Sir Nicholas, now 101 years old, was in Prague once again to attend the premiere. Rob Cameron has this report.
This old man saved my life, and that of hundreds of others.
In 1939, in the final months before the outbreak of war, a mild-mannered, bespectacled British stockbroker named Nicholas Winton found himself by chance in Prague, there to visit a friend. He was touched by the condition of thousands of refugees, mostly Jews and political opponents of Hitler, from Germany and the Sudetenland, crowded into squalid camps. He was especially shocked that no one was doing anything to save the Jewish children from the terrible fate he was sure the Nazis had in store for them. So he decided to get them out.
We tried to get to America.
My little sister was sitting on my knee and she was clutching me around my neck and she was saying, "I'm not going to cry, I'm not going to cry." And my little cousin, who was 2½, Helen, evidently I turned round to her and I said to her, "Don't cry and go to sleep."
That's Lady Milena Grenfell Baines, 9 years old when she was put on a train by her parents, bound for a new life in England. The train was one of 8 transports organised by Nicholas Winton in the months that followed his visit to Prague, travelling across Nazi Germany to the Hook of Holland and then by steamership to England. I was speaking to Milena at the premiere of Nicky's Family, the latest of 3 films to be made about the story by the Slovak director Matej Mináč. Milena's sister, Eva Paddock, was also there.
We had been chosen to be fostered by a wonderful couple in Lancashire called Mr. and Mrs. Ratcliffe, whom we then always called Mummy and Daddy Ratcliffe. And we were taken by train. Daddy Ratcliffe came and met us, and we went up and we lived in Ashton-under-Lyne with them. We were very fortunate in that eventually both our parents did escape and we were reunited with them, but we were raised in Lancashire. And that's where I grew up.
The story, first told in the feature film All My Loved Ones, and then the award-winning documentary The Power of Good, is all the more extraordinary because for 50 years it remained untold. Nicholas Winton, now Sir Nicholas, told no one, not even his own wife, about what he'd done. It was only uncovered in the late 1980s, and Nicholas Winton, now 101, is feted as a hero everywhere he goes. Over coffee and cake after that rock star reception at the Prague Congress Centre, the sprightly and still outspoken centenarian told me he was becoming rather weary of constantly being asked to relive the past.
All this business of regurgitating the past, which is what I'm usually asked to speak about, to me is absolutely useless. I mean, it's not the past that's important. We've never learnt from the past.
Sir Nicholas is probably doomed to live the rest of his years retelling his story. It's simply too powerful to ignore, even when you've heard it time and time again. Those involved in the drama documentary were clearly touched by it. Actress Klára Isová plays the mother of one of the children.
I am not mother, and for me, like, to imagine this horrible pain when you must send your own, like, children, like, you know, to somewhere and you don't know where, what will happen. And during the war, it must be very stressful. So it was difficult, and especially, you know, to work with children, it's very difficult, so you must really concentrate and take care about them, somehow try to work with them to make them play.
And parts of this story remain untold, even after this latest screen treatment. Only around 250 Winton children have ever been identified. Some 400 children started new lives in England and beyond, and no one, not even the man who saved them, has any idea where they are today.